So Psalm 69 tonight, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. This year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, it was a great day to be with God's people, worshiping. We got to see some friends we haven't seen for a long time. So that was great, and I hope that you enjoyed worshiping with God's people and letting the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Why don't we go ahead and pray, and we'll end our day with God's Word. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the blessing it is to get to sit at your feet and to hear from you. We pray that you would care for us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. We are at Psalm 69. We have some little children who might make some noise. To the chief musician, set to the lilies, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire. Where there is no standing, I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God.
Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it.
O God, you know my foolishness. And my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that because that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am strong. I am the song of drunkards. I'm sorry. The kids are just screaming down the hall. Who do you think this is talking about?
His enemies that have no cause to, like, he hasn't done anything wrong, and they're still, like, being nasty to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think that, you know, this is the type of psalm that Jesus would have sung as well, you know, with his brothers turning against him, and about shame covering his face, and him becoming a stranger to his brothers. Some of this just seems messianic. I'll let you go ahead and read 13 through 15.
But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me.
Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. I'm sorry, they're yelling so loud back there. It's so sad. And hey, you get a good view of all of my Amazon car park boxes in the back. So she'll come back in a second. Why don't we... Okay, compose myself. We'll get this back together. Okay, here we go. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. Isn't that the Christian prayer, right? That God would draw near to our soul, that he would redeem it, that he would deliver us from our enemy. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Hi, are you joining us for Coffee and Devotions?
Yeah.
Yeah? So this is one of the things that I was saying. I think that this is messianic, you know. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. I'll let you read 22 through 28.
Let their tables become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents. For they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded, and iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous.
But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise the prisoners.
Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it.
And then the psalm closes up. Oh, that was the end of the psalm. All right. What do you think this is about?
I mean, even if it's messianic, he's still writing it about himself, though.
Yeah.
So I think we can take it that if Christ suffered this, why shouldn't we think we're going to suffer this?
Yeah, good.
And what to do when you haven't done anything wrong, but people jump down your throat about stuff.
So what should you do?
Turn to the Lord. Let him take care of it.
Yeah, turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Is there a time in your life you've had to turn to the Lord? Is there a time when you've had to give it over and trust in God when you've been blamed or reproached for something that you didn't do? Isn't there, I think there's a great blessing in knowing we can turn to the Lord in those times. Why don't we go ahead and pray? Father, we thank you so much for this night. We thank you for the blessing of your word. We thank you that you have taken our reproach, that you have revived our souls, that you have redeemed us, and you have loved us. We pray that in the dark hours of our lives that we would turn our eyes to you and find the light of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May he give you more sleep than these little guys want. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.